A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Netflix presents...
We the People.
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 In animation, a colonial man opens his eyes.
We the People.
He throws a ping pong ball into a red cup.
We the People.
We the People.
Sorry, Tom. We the People it is. You can use us rich white guys on your Christmas card.
At Dartmouth, we play with actual paddles.
Nobody fucking cares how you do it at Dartmouth, Tom.
Franklin, these buck-tooth fun police can suck it because
we done it, boys! We have declared our independence!
Huzzah! Yeah,
yeah. Lincoln and his idiot lackey Washington are gonna be pissed they missed this.
Ooh, you should take a picture.
Say cheese.
Benedict Arnold!
British soldiers open fire on the gathered men. They kill Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Hancock. A redcoat swings his sword, and an elderly man's head crashes out a window.
Declarate this!
Benedict presses down the plunger handle on a detonator, and explosions rip through Independence Hall. An all-white eagle takes flight from the bell tower. The blast singes the feathers on its body, turning them brown. The white-headed bird flies away. Benedict stuffs the Declaration of Independence into his coat.
Now I just have to catch a show with my old chum, Abraham Lincoln.
At Ford's Theater.
47 years ago, I swore an oath to never tell a lie, to be true to my family, my friends, and the republic for which they stand. Which is why I am compelled by divine duty to tell you, your prices are fucking insane!
At John Wilkes merch booth.
Easy. Take it up with the king.
There's something about taxation.
Yeah.
Dude, I just work here.
But something about representation.
Yeah.
Hey!
This isn't over, pal.
You don't gotta be such a damn tyrant about it.
Hey,
a man swings from a light fixture.
This guy dared me to climb up here.
No, I didn't.
Well, you should have.
He flips to the floor.
Yeah. George, you are a wild man.
What can I say? Somebody's gotta balance out all your boring politics.
George, I guess that's what makes us such a good team. A team that will last until we both die of natural causes and old age in our 40s. But I do wish you cared about more than just partying.
Abe, I care about more than that, all right? I also care about how good we look!
He shows a Best Buds
George,
shirt.
You paid $35 for a tea blouse?
No, I paid $70 for two tea blouses. Twinsies!
George, I wish I had a million friends like you. Should I put it on my body?
Yeah, put it on your body.
Oh, it feels so soft on my body. And it's like a blend. Is it a blend?
Yeah, it's like a tri-blend.
Oh, it's so soft. It's weird. It's a quad blend.
I know.
Oh, shit. Oh, here comes Ben.
Oh.
Hey, Ben.
Benedict.
Oh, sorry. Last two.
George points at the shirts. Bald performers in red and white body paint drum on a garbage can in a barrel. Swinging brooms, a woman painted blue stomps with oil drums on her feet. In a theater box...
I'm so glad you came. I was worried that you might have caught wind of my little surprise.
No, no, not at all, man. These are boffo seats. We didn't even see this coming at all.
What are you up to? You hate surprises in general, Whimsy.
I've always told you, Abraham, that your revolution would be the end of you.
And I've always told you, Ben, that I was willing to take that chance. That we should all be willing to take that chance.
Yes, you have. The only problem is, you assumed all this time that I'm part of your we. When in fact, I'm with a different we now.
I don't get it.
I changed teams, assholes.
Oh, Ben, good for you. I'm so glad that you're embracing your true self.
No, I'm gonna be fucking rich.
Oh, rich sounds like a great guy. Would love to meet him. And maybe we could do a double date.
I think you're misunderstanding. I'll be doing the red coat shuffle.
Hey, whatever you guys do in private is your business. That's one of the things we're fighting for.
Well, stop being so damn accepting for a minute. I have aligned myself with the Brits.
Oh! Oh, George, are you hearing this?
Are you seeing this? Abe, they're using things as instruments that you're not supposed to use. It's crazy.
George, fuck. You sided with the fun police? Something about taxation, don't you remember?
Hot take, Abe. Fun sex.
The declaration was signed tonight, Ben. You're too late to stop the revolution.
He shows the bloody document.
Am I? Your friends in revolution are all dead.
What?
And as for your precious Declaration of Independence?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Achillea River.
No! But you're Benedict Cosby Arnold. You're better than this.
You're right. I am.
Benedict transforms into a werewolf. He rips off a chunk of Abe's throat and chin. Abe collapses in front of George.
Hey, what the? Oh my God, your neck! Oh my God, your neck is bleeding! Is this part of the show? Look, I don't do well with interactive theater, okay? It kind of freaks me out.
Abe points.
Oh, I know, that's great, we're number one, I get that, but I don't see what that has to do with...
Arnold, behind you.
No, Abe, I'm George. It's George.
George, turn around.
Ben, what the fuck, man?
Benedict appears human.
Someday, George, you'll have to draft a document that specifically outlines the punishment for what I just did. But for now, I bid you adieu.
He slaps Abe's beard onto George's face. Jumping to the stage, he knocks down the woman.
Sever my dick, bitches!
Blood spurts from Abe.
This is the weirdest show. Abe, you okay?
No, my throat has been roadhouse.
Shut in my mouth.
I'm dying, George.
No, not dying. You shut your mouth.
I will shut my mouth forever.
Stop it. Abe, you are gonna make it.
Yes, to the other side.
No, back to the sun. Where do you belong?
George, you must free the colonies.
No. It's your thing, Abe. It's not mine.
It's yours now, George. I'm leaving you. Free the colonies. Found a new country. Name her.
Name her what, babe? You tell me what you want me to name her. God damn it, you son of a bitch. Whatever you tell me to name her, that's what I'm gonna name her, Abe.
Name her America.
The word appears in blood.
Is that like your top choice? Maybe we could spitball some options, see if we can beat it.
There is no time, George. My death shit is imminent. America, okay? Just remember. America.
He goes still, then convulses. His head falls off.
Okay, hold on.
Outside.
Stand ready. Eventual Washington will be here in 3, 2...
George emerges.
Hey, dickhole! It's time to... Oh, fuck me.
Yes, fuck you indeed.
George dives away from a cannonball which explodes against a building.
Subdue him. I wish to shame him with a cutting dialogue.
Hello, girl.
George fights redcoats.
I know betrayal hurts, Georgie, and it can often ride a man. Motivation he didn't even know he had. But face facts, with Abe and the rest of your revolutionaries gone, on account of he hadn't killed them all just now, your tired party boy antics are bound to fail. You'll never be the leader Abe was.
They restrain George.
Because you lack Abe's brains, his heart, and most importantly, his soul. Without him, the revolution is dead.
Fireworks shine in his eyes, and George throws off the men piled on him. He extends mini chainsaws from his sleeves.
That cherry tree didn't chop its fucking self down. Let's go!
He slashes down the redcoats. Benedict pushes a mustached man forward.
Are you a mini boss or what? Do something!
George spots him approaching. Throwing off his red cape, the mustached man draws 2 swords. George narrowly blocks an attack aimed at his throat. He cuts off the man's sword blades and slashes him from all angles. George kicks him and the man's body bursts apart in several bloody pieces. His head rolls over to Benedict.
Jesus Christ! Transporter! You!
Let's get you transported.
A carriage driver steps on a pedal. Flipping through the air, George stabs the chainsaws through the carriage roof at Benedict inside.
I can't
The driver steers the horses around a tight turn. Hanging on by his chainsaw, George flops around on the roof. A low bridge knocks George to the ground. The carriage backs up.
Fucking bridges. Oh, Christ. What now?
Oh, Georgie, I almost forgot. I have something from your king. This is for you.
Giving the middle finger, Benedict pops his hand out from inside an elegant box. He leaves.
This is for you. Oh, I'm so clever.
George grabs Benedict's discarded handkerchief.
No.
This is for America!
He drops to his knees on the dark street. Someone looks out a window.
Shut the fuck up!
Yep. All right.
George leaves. A title appears, America, the Motion Picture, based on actual history. At Arlington Cemetery, the woman from the performance plays guitar near famous mourners in the rain.
Close your eyes, give me your head, darling. Do you feel my heartbeat?
A red-haired woman drapes a quilt over a wooden coffin. It reads, "Hang in there, baby," and features a dangling kitten with a beard and a top hat. George wears a somber expression as the redhead drops to the ground and sobs.
An eternal flame.
The crowd fades, leaving George alone. A V-shaped guitar leans on the coffin. As George sets a hand on the quilt, the blonde guitar player joins him.
He sewed it by hand when Trishel came down with dengue fever last May Day. He laid it upon her, and she healed. And now she lays it upon him. But he will never heal. John 3:16.
She strums the guitar.
A gift from Mozart himself. Silence is now like its owner. Forever.
George stops the vibrating guitar strings.
You're, Martha Dandridge. You were there that night on stage.
And you are George Washington, inventor of peanut butter.
The same.
Abraham Lincoln's best friend.
Forever.
You've suffered a tremendous loss. You should not be alone tonight.
Later, they have sex. Live-action glimpses show a geyser, a shuttle launch, a bouncing flying machine prototype, a slam dunk, and a mallet smashing a pie.
What is it? You can tell me, Martha. You can tell me anything.
Well, I'm pregnant.
What? Just now?
Yeah.
You're sure?
A woman knows.
A miracle has befallen us!
Has it?
It has! Yes!
But has it?
All I've ever wanted, Martha, was the one thing I never had. A loving family.
Gross, you were an orphan?
What? Of course not. God, no.
Ugh, ew.
No, but look, my father was a real man's man. Which is to say, like all men's men, he disrespected my mother and punished me for his insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this will be a great opportunity to break that cycle, if you will. Yeah, there can be no spring without winter, John 3:16.
That's beautiful, George. Oh, hey, what's this?
Oh, just a box of misty watercolored memories.
They view photos.
Oh, look. The day we first met, I was hiding from my father in the woods, and he had been drinking and listening to Kid Rock again. And then I encountered a boy, no older than me, and he smelled of possums and night soil. And we couldn't have been any more different. And yet, he opened up his arms to me, and he took me up into his tree home. It was the first time that I understood what family was.
Aw, hashtag blessed.
This is his seventh birthday. I had to get him a hat to cover that hideous, malformed head of his.
Who could have known that it would come to be his trademark?
Oh, prom! Wow. We lost our virginities that night. Together.
Oh, I get it. I've been to Paris.
Oh, man, we had so many plans. Oh, Sky Camp. Junior Templar Scouts? Our semi-pro rolling circle with a stick team? What is this even?
Martha unfolds a long photo.
The famed Lincoln log!
Yes. Abe, you rapscallion. You rapscallion.
Oh. George. Oh, George.
What?
George.
What?
You know what you must do.
Have a bunch more sex with you until I start feeling better.
Well, that'll work in the short term.
Okay, this is a great idea.
No, George, you must avenge Abe. See his dream through.
I can't. King James is more powerful than ever. I can't fight him alone.
No, you need partners.
Partners?
Yes.
Partners in the revolution?
Yes.
Partners whose spirit, like mine, outweigh their sense of self-preservation and sanity even?
Yes. You know Samuel Adams plays in my adult kickball league. I totally know him.
Hold the phone. Samuel Adams is the race car driver. You know him?
What's a phone? And no. That's Samuel Adams with an E. This is Samuel Adams with an A. The rabble rouser.
Outside a house, a frat boy draws a penis on a sleeping man's forehead. Another man chugs from a tube attached to a funnel. A glaring neighbor shuts his window curtains. Large tanks and pipes surround the house, and a banner reads, Pledge Week, Join or Die. An explosion erupts, and an anxious couple hurries away. A burly man chugs from a can, crushes it on his head, and detonates explosives. A barrel of beer launches into the sky and breaks open. Beer sprinkles down on the frat boys. Samuel Adams fills a cup with the raining liquid and chugs it.
Boffo fireworks, Mr. Adams. Very, very boffo. I'm George Washington.
George Washington, the dinosaur rancher?
No, that's George Washington with an E. I'm George Washington with an O. The future king of America.
America? What the fuck is America, bro?
Yeah, what is it?
I have fucking no... tell us!
Today, but the final whispered word of a dying man. But a year from now, with your help, the most powerful country in the world, a country free of British rule.
Oh, fuck, man! I hate the British. They're always breaking up our peaceable free assemblies.
Bro! Our parties.
Call them the fun bullies.
You do that.
That is exactly what Abe used to call them.
They hassle us because we like to blow shit up and get into fights with anybody who looks different than us.
We're being oppressed.
Hell, we'd still be partying right now if they hadn't shut us down last night. It's because of my beer. The British, they just can't handle it.
Yeah.
Beer?
It's made from rotten grass. Try this shit. You're gonna love it. You don't even have to put cow dick milk in it.
Cow dick milk? Right.
This guy gets it.
George drinks from a can. His eye widens and appears in the middle of a triangle that turns into a star.
A plus unum. That's good. Right? Brits know when this shit hits the market, their whole tea economy's gonna fucking implode. They're shitting in their pantaloons, and it's diarrhea.
So we share an enemy, a cause, and I can see plainly that you share my testicular fortitude.
I'll be honest with you, dude. I eat whatever I want. I never work out. I'm basically jacked from fucking.
No shit, your arms are bigger than your fucking thighs.
Oh,
look at those things.
That is a birth defect.
Look, I have to ask, do you have any skills? Skills that would maybe help win a war?
Throwing his beer can, Samuel shoots it with a revolver.
Bingo!
He shoots it with a submachine gun and fires a steam-powered rocket launcher. The can explodes into fireworks that form a snake and the words, "Don't tread on me, bro."
Those the kind of skills you might be interested in, bruh?
Indubitably, my friend. You pack quite the punch, Samuel Adams, with an A.
You're damn right I do. And I hope you got room for everybody. Cause whatever I do, wherever I do and go with every single one of my fraternity brothers. Where we at, boys?
All right, pledges. Circle up and grab some thumb lube.
Yeah!
Thumbs up their ass!
You know what? It's just occurring to me now. It is Hell Week. These guys are gonna be so busy.
Okay.
And covered in cum.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm gonna tell them to catch up later. So, where to? What's the plan?
Well, our team is not yet complete. To travel this great country, we're gonna need a horseman.
The best in the colonies.
But where to find such a man?
Oh, I know a place.
At night, horses stomp their colorful, glowing hooves. String musicians ride a carriage through a crowded concrete riverbed. Phonograph horns protrude from their amplifier. Scantily clad men and women dance suggestively near a bonfire. Women paint horses. A man sits in a motor car as the front bounces. A bearded rider puts on a wrist cuff with glowing green spikes. A rider with an orange mohawk breakdances on a horse. George walks through the large gathering with Samuel. He spots a flyer on the ground reading, Horse Wars, Old Aqueduct, No Fun Police.
So, like, how do we even know which one's the best horseman?
Oh, you'll know, bro. These guys live their lives one quarter mule at a time.
On a massive horse, a knight in armor emerges from a service tunnel. A woman in a skimpy outfit faces the riders wearing green and orange. She waves a handkerchief and the riders take off, passing her on either side. The knight watches intently. As the orange rider swings a riding crop, tears stream from his horse's eye. Leaping his own horse over George and Samuel, the knight follows the racers. He gains on the two men. Swinging a sword, the knight causes the orange rider to fall off his horse. He cuts the green rider's saddle strap and the man drops. George watches in awe as the knight reaches women waving checkered flags at the finish line.
Who is that?
Paul Revere!
Sorry about the horse, Paul! Mr. Revere! Sir! Sir Revere! Your country needs you.
Paul takes off his helmet.
Hi! I won the race! Did you see me? I'm good at horses. Wait, who are you guys? Will you be my new human friends? I mean, new just friends? Because I have tons of human friends already, and not just horse friends.
Ooh, I see what I did here. Now, this is my bad.
Cheese it! It's the fun police!
The crowd scatters as carriages with flashing lights arrive. George helps Samuel onto Paul's horse, and the trio rides away down a wooded path.
Ah, the British are such a drag. They're like the world's shittiest stepdad.
That's what my dad sounds like if I was raised by horses. But I definitely wasn't. I have a human dad, just like you guys.
Yeah, great.
And that's why we're best friends, right?
Yeah, sure, bud. Listen, if we're gonna have any shot at this at all, we need more pledges. I'm talking real heavy hitters.
Oh, you know what? I heard they got a sorcerer in the square lighting it up tonight.
A figure stands chained to a post.
Oh, lighting it up. Okay.
Having committed heresy in the eyes of our Lord and Savior, King James, the condemned is found guilty of the crimes of creating a hypothesis, testing that hypothesis, and drawing conclusions that refine that hypothesis. Thomas Edison, for these crimes of practicing science craft, you are hereby sentenced to death by fire.
A soldier lights books under the hooded captive. Thomas stomps one boot and a vial springs out of a secret compartment.
Well, shit.
What are we gonna do now?
How do you feel about endurance magicians?
The vial explodes.
Oh my god! The demon is resistant to fire!
The post falls and Thomas walks free. Electrified gauntlets fly from a table of confiscated items to Thomas's hands. The inventor shoots energy from the gauntlets at a puddle, and electrocuted redcoats explode.
Wow! This guy, am I right? I vote we never piss him off.
Agreed!
Vote pass!
Fucking democracy!
We're doing it!
The trio approaches.
Thomas Edison, you are said to be the preeminent sorcerer in all the colonies. Eons ahead of all your contemporaries.
We seek to recruit you for a mission. We literally cannot succeed without
you! What the fuck?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you expecting someone else?
Oh, shit. It's a chick.
I'm sorry. There's been a bit of a mix-up, I think.
Yeah, no such luck, dorks. You're looking for Thomas Edison? You got her.
But Thomas is a man's name.
I mean, my name is Thomas, so...
Impossible. I have to say the obvious. What is wrong with your skin?
What's wrong with my skin?
What is wrong? I'm sorry. What is wrong with your skin?
Whoa! Bro, take it easy.
Don't worry. I can handle this. There is nothing wrong with my skin. I'm Chinese.
Huh?
I'm from China.
Huh?
I'm an immigrant. I came here from another country, like you.
Oh, no. No. My people have always been here. That's why we make the rules, baby.
Except you don't, dumbass.
Oh, you got burned.
And isn't that why you come to me? Because you need help toppling the British?
Yes, exactly. That is... Wait, how did you know that?
Yeah, word travels fast in these parts, George Washington with an O.
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, sorcerers are so 1775, am I right?
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, because I'm not a sorcerer. I'm a scientist.
There's no such thing as science! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Did you guys hear that?
Oh, really? No such thing as science, huh?
Yeah.
Then what do you call this?
Thomas uses her gauntlets to explode a witch hunter wagon.
Yeah, I call them conduction gloves. The science is simple, really. They harness the subatomic particle.
Oh, wait, no. Don't tell us, dude. That's gonna ruin the trick.
Yeah, it's more fun not to know.
Okay, guys, let's put our heads together here on this one. There's gotta be another Thomas Edison, right? Like a man Thomas Edison?
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, there's Thomas Edison with an E, the professional wrestler.
Ah, that's him. Let's go get him.
Yeah, he's cool. Big dude. Wear spandex if you're into that. But he can't help you defeat an entire army. I can.
And you would stand with us against the British.
Bet your ass. Those guys suck. I mean, I'm just doing science. Because they don't understand it, they want to kill me? Man, fuck those dicks. Science is supposed to be fun, and they're ruining it.
Yeah, right? We even call them the fun police.
Oh, man, that was good. Can I use that?
No.
Problem? No problem. So, Edison, you're obviously a great thinker. What would you have us do now?
Look, James has got eyes and ears everywhere, all right? If we're going to blow up his spot, we need someone who knows this land better than James himself.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't possibly be suggesting...
He was a tracker, best in the world, until he was sent to a British prison for a crime he didn't commit. Now he prowls the Badlands, tracking for those who can't track for themselves. If you have a problem and you can find him, maybe you can hire Geronimo.
In the desert, the muscular Native American rides a horse with motorcycle handlebars. He finds a pile of poop and smells it. A Native American woman wears a sultry expression. Bear tracks lead across the ground. Geronimo pours water over his face and bare chest. He lifts weights and does pull-ups. Later, a bear snarls. Geronimo and the bear happily frolic together in a river. Inside, Geronimo lounges on a bearskin by a fire.
All right. What do you chuds want?
Hey, you play lax, bro?
Stiff, gee. My people invented lacrosse, all right, bro?
Sure, man, sure.
We come as friends, mighty Geronimo. Nay, we come as brothers.
This doesn't feel right. Kind of feels like you're gonna try to fuck me.
What? We would never?
Yeah, no, I think you might. Like, epically... All the way down to my descendants, I got a sixth sense for this shit.
No, our word is strong. Like, your mighty Indian tribe, the Chicory...
Sasquatch! Sasquatch! Gotta be Sasquatch, there we go.
Yes, our word is strong. Like your mighty tribe, the Sasquatch.
Fine. What do you want?
We seek to topple the British.
I'm in.
Now hear us out.
Again, I'm in.
I'm not sure how much you know about these guys.
Quite a bit.
They are really, really shitty buzzkills.
Really?
Yeah, we call them, get this, here, ready? The fun police.
The fun police.
Yeah, they'll have all these rules. No one's allowed to have a single independent thought, and they're always taxing the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, that sounds rough. My issue is just that they took my land, poisoned my people to the brink of extinction, and murdered everyone I've ever cared for. So, real buzzkill.
That is classic fun police. Those guys have no chill.
Right?
Chief Geronimo.
Just Geronimo's fine.
Just Geronimo.
Oh, God.
We can't give you back your family, but join us, and I promise you justice will finally be served.
So you're telling me that if I help you when you win this land back from King James, you'll give it back to me and my family?
Absolutely.
Totally.
All of it. The whole enchilada.
Well, I mean...
yeah, you bet we will.
Sandman, can I get a quick sidebar with you?
You know what? I'm probably just being paranoid. So what's the plan now? And does it involve Doritos?
Nope. Better. A handkerchief.
An obelisk-shaped monument stands near the coast. In a harbor, an arriving ocean liner named Titanic crashes through a much smaller ship. Benedict and soldiers wait on a dock. The ocean liner pulls up, ripping through the wooden platform. A door falls open and a red carpet unfurls on a ramp. A portly royal rides down on a robotic hover throne.
Greetings, Your Highness. May I be the first to welcome you to your new world.
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Arnold.
such as they are.
Yes, and this is, like, the nice part of town?
Well, it smells like shit. Which reminds me, I need to make room for second breakfast. I've had my fill of mushy peas and blood sausage.
Yes, accommodations at the top of your obelisk are more well-suited, my king.
Then I can assume everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Yes, your plan is proceeding. But we have had trouble with a certain colonist not falling in line.
Well, has he read the rules? The rules should always be posted clearly in a public place where everyone can read them. Oh, can he not read?
Well, no, he has read them, Your Highness. However, he has chosen not to follow them.
But they are the rules!
I know!
What is the point of being a ruler if people are not following your rules? This is like King Shit 101!
I understand, my king.
Not following the... Arnold, why? Do you know what this is?
I do.
It's rebellion.
By definition.
We cannot allow anything to stop my plan, Arnold! Crush this illiterate rebel scum!
It would be my pleasure.
Excellent.
At night in an alley.
Dudes, are we close yet? I'm getting hangry.
I could definitely eat. Oh, I saw a Boston Wild Wings about a mile back.
What's a mile? And I could totally crush some B-dubs right now.
Hey, knock it off, guys. First, we start a revolution. Then we can have all the Boston Wild Wings that we've ever dreamed of. Just like our forefathers prophesized, okay? Now, Geronimo, what do you got?
Tracking isn't an exact science. I mean, this is a handkerchief.
What do you think I am? A dog?
Okay. I know this is a trick question, so I'm gonna go with my immediate impulse, yes.
Fuck you, dude. Yeah, he's in there.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
A bar sign reads Vietnam.
Hi, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
All right. Governor. That's a lot of men. And it's a sure bet that there's even more inside.
Wait, are we seriously thinking about going in there? Look at this place. It's a quagmire. Guys, we could be here for years and accomplish nothing.
You're right. But we'd be accomplishing nothing for America. Guys, I can't ask you to go in there with me.
Yeah, good, because no.
Great, good luck.
Whoa, wait, hold on. I mean, look, I thought I'd be all like, no, don't, I can do it. And then you guys would be like, no, I'll come, don't worry. I never know the right thing to say when I'm trying to lead. This sucks. So yeah, I guess I am. I'm asking you to go in there with me. Will you please go in there with me?
Oh, well, with a pep talk like that, how can I say no?
Whatever. Let's just go kick some redcoat ass.
Wait. At least just let me do an entrance thing.
Governor?
They burst inside.
Ding dong. It's America, motherfucker.
Who? Oh, Georgie. Well, color me surprised.
Oh, I'll color you fucking dead, Ben.
Bravo. Did you practice that line in the car on your way here?
What the fuck is a car? And no, it was a rebuttal to something that you just said. How could I have thought it in advance if you said it just now and I came up with the perfect fucking rebuttal?
Oh, pardon me. I forgot that you aren't versed in the gentlemanly art of debate like your best friend, Abe Lincoln. Oh, or should I say, ex-best friend? Because he's dead.
Damn, he's good.
All right, fuck this.
Samuel breaks a jukebox. The redcoats draw swords. A beam of electricity cuts through the building.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Watch it, witch!
You watch it, dick!
The bar explodes, leaving burning rubble.
Yeah, well, that could have gone better.
You think? Edison almost got everybody killed!
Everybody almost got everybody killed!
Where's Arnold?
And where's Geronimo? He smells like campfire.
Climbing a ladder, Benedict emerges from a manhole. Geronimo grabs his shoulder.
You carry an unusual scent for a man. Almost like you're not a man at all.
As a werewolf, Benedict bites Geronimo's arm.
Damn, fuck you, dick! Damn it! Oh my god, Geronimo!
That bastard bit me!
It can't be. I thought they were just a myth.
The Navajo have a name for their kind. Skinwalker. I won't live with this curse. Hand me my axe!
Are you sure?
Does my grandfather shit in the woods?
Does he? I didn't know him.
It's what we call bears. We call bears grandfather. Fuck it, just give me my axe!
Geronimo raises his axe over his mutated wolf arm. Our view rises to the full moon as he swings.
Whoa, Geronimo! What happened? Are you okay?
Go! I'll take care of him.
She's right. He's not important. Arnold's getting away.
No!
We never leave a man behind. Edison, dress that wound. Paul, call your horse.
Hey, Clyde!
A horse bursts out of the spur of the moment bar. Paul and the others climb on. Benedict's carriage knocks over barrels. They explode in front of Clyde, and Benedict grins. Paul rides his horse over rooftops next to the road. The carriage speeds past officers sipping tea. Clyde leaps off the police carriage roof to the road. One cop uses a radio while the other steers after the team. More police carriages follow. Paul expertly steers Clyde around approaching cops. A motorized carriage pulling a massive barrel labeled T blocks the road. Paul turns his horse sideways and Clyde leans close to the ground. Paul grips the road as they skid under the tanker. Sparks fly from his glove and from the horse's hooves. Cops crash into the tanker, which explodes. A redcoat flies a pedal-operated helicopter. Benedict escapes between vehicles backing toward each other to block the road. George stares wide-eyed. Pulling his horse's mane, Paul steers Clyde between the moving carriages. The drifting horse spins to face the wrong way. The helicopter follows them through a tunnel.
Welcome to hell, a copter?
You know, I'm still working on it. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Samuel fires a huge gun and the helicopter explodes.
Paul, you are amazing!
Aw, thank you, human lady friend!
And Sam, your propensity for murder is extraordinary.
Thank you! I took murder lessons from John Wick.
The Candlemakers?
Yeah! That dude is a fucking psycho!
Yo, check it. The carriage stopped.
Well, why would he stop it? Throw out the Delaware!
Exploding from his carriage, Benedict rides a watercraft. He wears only tiny swim briefs.
Can your sizable steed clear that river?
Only one way to find out!
In God I trust.
Clyde leaps and the team hangs on. As they pass in front of the moon, Clyde stops midair and drops.
Oh, shit.
They land in the river.
He started it, Paul! Paul, he started it!
Clyde! His natural buoyancy can support us all!
Clyde swims to shore.
I didn't know that your horse could swim that fast.
Oh, yeah, Clyde's a great swimmer. He's great at so many things. So proud.
The team sinks. Geronimo pulls George from the water.
Thank you, Geronimo. Your hair looks even better wet.
Y'all a bunch of idiots.
This feels like the end of the first act of my life. All hope is lost.
Samuel finds a top-secret meeting flyer.
Where do we go from here?
Where we go isn't the question. The question is, do we bring an entree or a fucking dessert?
In a rec room, Thomas studies the smudged address on the flyer.
Guys, Gettysburg is impossibly vast. Finding this address is like finding a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, Edison's right, everybody. Let's just give up.
George plays air hockey.
What? Dudes, look, we tried.
One thing. We literally tried one thing.
Yeah, and it didn't work. We all got wet, Edison. God. Look, this isn't fun anymore.
I can fix that. Let's get hammered. Then, fuck it. We hit the streets mob rules style. Anyone we see who doesn't look like us, they see the bottom of our boots.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine. No Indians this time. Ooh, jeez.
Oh, my God. I don't know how many times I have to tell you, Sam. This is not India.
Also, you're a fucking racist.
No. Paul's the racist. He's the best horse racist in the colonies.
Yeah, I'm a great racist.
Holy shit.
George plays Abe's guitar.
Who wants pizza rolls and purple stuff? Oh, wow, Chief Geronimo.
Just Geronimo's fine.
You're the famous renegade tracker.
Sure.
And you're Thomas Edison, the world-renowned scientist.
The same.
Wow, George, the team is really shaping up nicely.
Oh, no. No, we're not a team anymore, Martha. We quit.
What?
Besides, the revolution was Abe's thing. I tried to avenge him, but we blew it. And now we're just going to jam a bit and slam some beers. This is a basic blues riff, guys. Just watch me for the changes. And all right, losers, let's party.
No! George Bon Jovi Washington, you do not get to party.
What?
Would Abe want to party right now?
Abe never wanted to party.
Because he had goals, unrealized dreams. But you bet your ass, once those dreams were realized, he would have snorted a line as long as the Magna Carta.
Really? No. Abe, my Abe?
Are you kidding? With that head? Oh, dude was all sinus. He was made for the marching powder.
Not how cocaine works.
Now, those goals are your goals. Those unrealized dreams are your unrealized dreams. That's the promise that you made, right? So, achieve those goals, realize those dreams, and then you can party like a rich white man who will never face adversity for the rest of his glorious life!
You're right. I have to earn it. That is what Abe would want. That insane coke hound. Guys, I've thought about it. I'm willing to give it another shot if you are. What do you say?
Sure.
Yeah. You're the only one who quit.
If we can just find Arnold, we can force the Gettysburg address out of him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did none of you notice my fucking arm? Benedict Arnold is a werewolf.
In some cultures, known as a skinwalker.
Yeah, he ain't giving up shit unless he thinks we're an actual threat to him. And the only way to be an actual threat to him...
is if we have a silver bullet.
Exactly.
Wait, what are we doing again now?
A silver bullet? Who could ever even make such a thing?
Oh, I know a blacksmith. He made this armor, and I've never taken it off.
Okay. We'll visit this blacksmith, and he will discover the secret of the impossible weapon we require. Because our cause is just, it is righteous, it is his will, his and Abe's.
And the Earth Mother.
Nope.
And Isaac Newton.
Nope, just God's. I hold these truths to be self-evident. All for one, and one for all, we will find the Gettysburg Address. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Nope, too late.
In a shop, a blacksmith swings a hammer at glowing metal. He uses a foot pump bellows, causing a cloud of smoke. Turning away from a furnace, the blacksmith holds a chisel to a large bell and prepares to strike with his hammer.
Smithy!
He hits the bell and a crack forms.
Damn, fuck my life.
We're friends!
Outside, George gives the blacksmith an awkward smile.
Do I even want to know why you need a silver bullet?
Best that you not know, Mr. Smith.
Why do you keep calling me Mr. Smith?
Well, Revere called you Blacksmith.
Right, because I'm a blacksmith.
Right, a blacksmith.
A blacksmith.
Blacksmith.
I'm a smith who works with metal, which oxidizes during the heating process and turns black.
So, you're a smith?
Exactly.
Of the Baltimore Smiths?
Just tell me what you need it for, motherfucker.
Okay, look, it'll be used to free the colonies. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, you're talking about the Brits? Shit, why do you say so? I'm definitely down for that.
You are?
Fuck yeah. I mean, don't get it twisted. I definitely do not trust you motherfuckers. You three especially. But fuck, man, I hate the British.
Why? What have the fun police done to you?
Look around. I'm a small business owner. And what's a small business owner's greatest enemy?
Ooh, large businesses.
Razor thin profit margins.
Rising lube costs. White people stealing everything you own. Having a squirrel for a friend.
No, it's staff turnover.
Tesla being a little bitch.
Not getting drunk at lunch. White people stealing everything you own. Constant instinct to second guess having risked your savings on unproven business acumen?
No, it's taxes.
Taxes, correct.
Small business taxes. And what's the big knock against the British?
Something about taxation.
Exactly.
So you'll help us then. You'll craft the silver bullet free of charge.
What? Are you white motherfuckers crazy? I just told you I'm a small business owner. You think I'm gonna give you silver for free?
Well, we don't have silver. The British seized it all when they got here for...
Spoons. Teaspoons. I remember. Why do you think that shit's so expensive?
Okay, well, I don't know. How much do we need for, like, one bullet?
A metric shit ton.
For one bullet?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you a fucking metallurgist like me?
That's like 1,000 spoons.
3,000. It's a metric shit ton.
Where are we gonna get, like, 3,000 spoons overnight, bro?
Well...
A crane loads spoons onto the Titanic.
May I present the year's biggest tea party. You need silver spoons? You need to get aboard that ship.
Wait a minute. How did you know about this?
Flyers cover the shipyard.
What's up with these assholes and flyers?
Well, it's a great way to communicate with a widespread audience, much like direct mail or the Pony Express, where my brother does not work.
All right. Shall we?
Wait.
George pulls Samuel back.
We need a plan.
Why?
Well, last time we didn't have one and things got shitty.
Yeah, Geronimo lost his arm.
No. He lost like 3/5 of an arm.
Seriously?
Oh, thoughts and prayers.
Look, good leaders like Abe have a plan for everything.
All right, his leadership. Let's hear it.
Okay, so, Mr. Smith, you'll be the lookout.
Nope.
What?
You want me, a black dude, to sit here in the dark alone
To play lookout for you while you break the law? Oh, hell no. I hate the British, but I ain't looking to get killed. So y'all are on your own to get that silver. But if you do get it, I'll make you a little bullet.
All right, then here's the plan. Geronimo, you'll be the lookout. Are you cool with being the lookout?
I mean, if my choice is to be the lookout or have one of you looking out for me, yeah, I'll be the lookout.
Great, okay. Edison, you'll pose as the wife of an officer already on board.
This is taking too long.
Let's just dress as those guys.
Hello, Gov.
Oh, Gov.
Well, technically, that is a plan.
Dressed like guards, they stand in a cell.
Just technically, a very bad plan.
Ha! I told you a jail would be a better use of space than lifeboats.
Hey, at least we got on board, right, guys?
I consider this mission accomplished. Ooh, we should get a banner.
Ugh. Shockingly, Sam's not wrong. We can still make this work. I've taken note of how often the guards go on rounds. If we lay low for a few hours...
No! Enough with all of the planning! Did Magellan have a plan when he circumnavigated the globe?
No! Yes.
That actually took a lot of preparation.
We'll set our course for freedom, using only our wits as our guide. Mr. Revere, tear down that wall!
Whee!
Paul smashes through a wall and the team walks out.
What is this place?
I don't know, but don't touch it.
Ooh! Oops.
George pulls a lever and lights turn on, revealing people in tubes. A giant teapot pours tea into pipes connected to the tubes. The people inside transform into redcoats.
They're steeping the colonists in tea.
Turning them British. James, you sick bastard.
Look, as far as I can tell, this is a test run. James is up to something much bigger than just crushing the revolution. Maybe even something... Oh, fuck, I don't even want to say it.
Just say it!
Something global.
That means...
There are global stakes now.
Good God. Can you figure out what he's planning?
Yeah, I think I can. If I can just hack the mainframe.
Great. Guys, gather as many silver spoons as you can. In the meantime, I'll get these hard-working Americans out of these tubes.
Liquid floods around the control panel, which catches fire.
I had almost downloaded the plan.
Guys, we gotta go.
Yep, totally right. Grab spoons, guys. Quick, let's go.
Tilted sideways, the burning Titanic slowly sinks. George and his team row away on large scraps of metal. They look back as passengers jump to the water below. On the shore, they watch the ship explode.
Oh my God, the humanity.
This is bad. This is so bad.
Those poor boat people.
Look, if anybody asks, the Titanic hit an iceberg. We were never here, baby.
In bed, Martha reads a book titled, What to Expect When You're Defecting.
It's hopeless, Martha. At this rate, I'll never avenge Abe.
And see his dream through, don't forget. That's the whole second part.
I tried. I tried to be a leader like him, Martha, but it's just not working.
Oh, George, Abe was a great leader, but you can't copy him. You must find your own style of leadership. Maybe something with a little less planning, something more free-spirited, like you.
I know. I just wish I realized that before the Titanic hit that iceberg.
Yes. What a tragedy.
Right? Such a tragedy. I mean, it feels like for every step forward, we just take two steps back. John 3:16.
Then let's focus on the positive, huh? What was tonight's step forward?
I got these spoons.
Oh, that's great, George. And are they, like, for something?
Yeah, but they're still useless without the Gettysburg address.
The tirelessness with which you've pursued your quest has betrayed your confidence in it. Perhaps a quick HJ to help you sleep.
Generous. But I need to earn it.
Then for now, rest, my love. Clear your head. It's always darkest before the dawn.
John 3:16?
I don't think so, champ. For now, rest, my love. Clear your head. It's always darkest before the dawn.
In a dream.
What? Where am I?
Don't worry, George. You're safe.
Abe, is that you? I can't see. Everything's so bright.
Oh, that's me. Sorry. I was trying to make this seem more impressive.
It's great to see you, Abe. But what is this place?
It's your dream world, George.
They stand in a dirty warehouse.
Can I ask a question real quick? Why is my dream world so shitty?
Well, we ran out of money.
My dream ran out of money?
Sure, yeah. Look, I've been told by the, dream producers that we could use this money more effectively elsewhere. Like in an epic ending battle happening sometime in the next 30 minutes or so.
Okay, well, what were you gonna do?
Oh, I had this whole idea worked out. You were gonna fight a dream Hydra.
Whoa, that's cool.
I know, And it was made up of all of King James' rules. And for every rule you cut down, another appeared.
Oh, that's a nice metaphor, dude.
Thanks, bro. And it was all about how the revolution is about more than just breaking the king's rules.
It's also about your son.
What? I'm having a boy?
Yeah.
Boom! Sex, bitch! Oh, shit! Yeah. I mean, either way, it would have been cool. Girls are cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's the son, though. He's the future. Him and all the sons and daughters of this great nation, no matter what they look like or where they come from, be a leader for them, George. A leader for all people.
I get it. I get it, Abe. But I would have got it a lot better if I was kicking an ass of a giant dream hydra, but I'm just saying, I get it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Agreed. But don't worry, George. There's plenty of fighting left to do.
Oh, and one more thing, George.
What is it, old chum? You can tell me anything.
When your wife offers you a hand job, you take it.
George!
Martha!
Redcoats hold Martha.
Martha!
Oh, don't worry about her, Georgie. She'll be quite not well taken care of, if you catch my drift.
I don't. But you were on the Titanic. You should be dead. I mean, I heard you were on the Titanic. I mean, that's what I heard from someone who was there while I was here reading this book, The Graps of Wreath.
Yes, well, I'm an excellent swimmer, dickhead. You should have done your research.
Oh, thanks for the tip. When Edison invents the internet next year, I'll make sure to edit your Wikipedia page myself. Benedict Arnold, great swimmer and a total fucking asswipe.
Well, I'll just change it back.
No, you won't, because you'll be dead.
George tries his chainsaws.
What?
Well, maybe after she invents the internet, your friend Edison can invent chainsaws that don't require gasoline.
You sucked the gas out of my arm chainsaws while I was sleeping? Jesus Christ, what kind of psychopath are you?
The worst kind. Whatever you take that to mean. Take her to the Gettysburg address.
George, no!
Martha!
Oh, my, Georgie, I just realized we woke you up. Please allow us to recompense.
A man knocks out George at Independence Mall.
Last night was bad news, human friends.
Yeah, bad news for the fun police. Eat a dick, Titanic.
Right. Yes. Cool. And I guess the entire harbor ecosystem can just eat a dick too, right?
I mean, yes, 100%.
Alarum! Alarum!
Running into the food court,
Alarum!
George throws a bag onto a pile.
George, what is it?
Arnold kidnapped Martha. No!
It sucks when they steal your wife.
And she's pregnant!
Congratulations! That's a beautiful gift!
Thanks! I'm sorry this is how I'm telling you, but we appreciate your support. We're already on a lot of waiting lists for preschool.
Hey, man. Maybe you need to take some time for yourself. It's a lot emotionally. I would know.
No, that's exactly what I don't need. The old George would just party these woes away, but not me. This just adds fuel to my fucking fire.
Hell yeah, man!
Ben said he's keeping her at the Gettysburg address.
Which we still don't have. George, I'm sorry to say, but we've tried everything to crack this code. I don't know what else we can do.
Oh, holy shit!
What?
Not many people know this, but Abe wasn't just America's premier celebrity chef. He was also its most capable cryptographer.
Plip-plop-lover?
Cryptographer. You know, someone who crafts and solves codes and ciphers?
Yeah, a plip-plop-lover. That's what I said. We're saying the same thing.
Exactly. Which means that Abe's final edict that I name our freed country, America, was itself likely a cipher hidden within the words of America. My friends, is the Gettysburg address.
I don't know. Seems like kind of a leap.
But I'll need some time to crack the code. In the meantime, someone will need to run the spoons to Blacksmith. Not it.
Not it.
Not it. All right, Chief, that's you.
What the fuck just happened? Did I just lose a game that white people didn't explain the rules to? I can't carry all the silver. I only got the one arm.
And whose fault is that?
That would be yours. For screwing up Vietnam.
What are you talking about? We won Vietnam.
Actually, if it gives me some time away from you, yeah, I'll do it.
You are a good man, Chief Geronimo.
Just Geronimo.
The rest of you come with me. I know the perfect place to work on Abe's cipher.
Geronimo struggles with the bags. He drops them, spilling the spoons. At the top of the obelisk, the king sits at a large circular window.
You left Washington alive.
Yes, a calculated risk, my liege. Instead of trimming one thorn, we may soon be in position to wipe out the whole damn bush.
A wig lowers onto his exposed brain.
And kidnapping his wife? You're not worried that will motivate him?
Oh, I'm counting on it. Still, we should expedite my... your plan.
Very well. Send me the head engineer.
A man runs in and kneels.
You wanted to see me, Your Majesty?
There's been a slight change of plan. We'll need my weapon operational sooner than anticipated.
How much sooner, Your Majesty?
You tell me.
If we work around the clock, we could probably have it ready in 3 weeks.
The king taps his armrest impatiently, then holds up a red card.
Please, Your Majesty, Your Highness, I can do it faster.
He presses a button and a soccer ball knocks back the engineer.
Thank God.
Glowing eyes open on the ball. Benedict watches it chomp onto the man's leg.
Oh, my foot!
Most impressive.
The ball eats the man.
Manchester, come to Daddy. Oh, look at the good boy. Oh, look, you have a little engineer on your face. Well, I guess I do too now. Don't I? Don't I?
The floor opens, revealing a partially constructed hot air balloon.
I'll have engineering redouble their efforts.
See that you do, Arnold. Whether or not you succeed with your plan, and in case it wasn't clear, I'm not holding my breath, Washington is now marching inexorably into the gnashing maw of the most diabolical war machine the world has ever known. And he doesn't even see it coming.
Yes. They never do.
In a forest.
George, I thought you said you had a safe place to work.
What? This looks good to me.
Thank you, Paul. But this isn't the place I had in mind. That is.
Whoa. It got even better!
They stand in a treetop log cabin village.
Babe, I'm home.
Opossums pop out of a mailbox.
Oh, pardon me, ma'am.
A squirrel resembling Abe scurries out of a room.
Oh my god! Horse toys! Whee!
Paul rides a rocking horse. A sign reads, George and Abe's workshop, don't mess with anything. George blows dust off a photo of him and Abe as kids.
George? George, are you okay, buddy?
Yes, I am. But I need to be one with Abe now. I have to get inside of his head if I hope to crack this code.
He puts on wooden headphones.
Okay.
He types on an Enigma machine.
Come on.
Decryption dials turn on the bomb device.
Confirm, please confirm.
We are the Bronze.
Flipping panels show numbers.
Next, and next. Next, too easy. No. Yes. Reset, 30%, please. Oh.
The panels flip to three red coats. George bangs his head.
I am rusty, rusty. Okay, the hands of this guy is you. Eternal destruction.
He types.
Quick. Thank you. Return.
Yes!
Three, two, one, go! Come on.
Yeah!
The readout shows three thumbs-up symbols.
You've been hacked, bro!
Outside, Paul plays a board game with Thomas.
So, what are you gonna do when this is all over, huh? You got family somewhere?
Clyde is my family.
No, I know, but, like, you know, people? Family? Friends?
That's why I'm doing this.
You started a war against the most powerful country on Earth to make friends?
Yes. Yes, I did. I never had people friends.
Oh, Paul. You have one now.
Thank you. Why do you want to make war? They're mean to you and they disrespect you like a mule.
Well, George means well. Sam disrespects me, but he's an idiot. Listen, lions don't concern themselves with the opinions of sheep.
Well, I'm friends with a lot of sheep, and boy, are they opinionated.
Oh, I just meant
that. That's how sheep talk.
Look, I'm doing this because I want science for everyone, without fear of punishment or persecution or even judgment.
Bad.
Problem is, the rich white assholes that run the joint keep telling everyone that science isn't real. So, I'm gonna show them. I'm gonna show the whole damn world that science is real.
How are you gonna do that?
By using it to do something that no one can ignore. I'm going to use science to win a war.
Oh.
I don't know how I'm gonna do it yet. But all it takes is one great invention, deployed at the perfect time, and then the whole world will yell at once.
You're goddamn Rika.
Later.
At which point, I was reminded of one of Abe's favorite exploits. After a reverse hash, I backdoored the root password. A base checksum against the main data store allowed me to retrieve the salted hash, and then from there, I was
gleaming the cube.
George, this is amazing.
You haven't even heard the kicker. When I extrapolated through a dual node minimum spanning tree, the cipher's definition revealed itself. A is the first letter of the alphabet, which means it is letter number one. Therefore, A equals one.
Oh. Man, I understand all of this.
And if A equals one, then...
You gotta be kidding me!
Both of us.
I am not. America equals one America. Now, does that word America ring a bell to any of you?
Oh, I know. Ah, fuck, I lost it. Oh, no. Does it start with a one?
Maybe this will jog your memory.
George shows a map.
This is 10 times magnification.
Oh, my God.
Gentlemen, lady, I give you the Gettysburg address.
A mansion stands at One America Street.
Oh, I guess we should have scouted the area, right, guys?
But hey, then we wouldn't have had George's awesome code-cracking scene, right?
Really? I mean, you thought that was awesome? I mean, it wasn't, you know, too indulgent?
No way, dude. Totally realistic.
And entirely too short.
Guys, you have got to see this.
George uses binoculars.
Whoa. What do you see?
Redcoats standing around a table. And there's only one reason grown men would stand around a table.
To jerk off.
With what?
To plot.
Exactly. The meeting's already underway.
Then we haven't a moment to lose.
George, wait. We don't have the silver bullet yet. We need it to kill Arnold.
Damn it! That's right. Where the hell are those guys with our silver bullet?
At Mount Lustmore, the blacksmith and Geronimo sit with scantily clad women.
And then the big dumb one says, "We won Vietnam."
The blacksmith tips a dancer.
Can you imagine being so used to winning at everything for your whole life that even when you lose, your brain's just like, yo, we must have won that shit, right? That's the definition of privilege right there.
I've tried to tell them that so many times, but they don't even hear me. You want to get through to them? You'd have to put your message in like,
I don't know, the dumbest thing possible, like a cartoon or something.
Hey, so how much longer on this silver bullet?
Man, that shit been done for hours.
What?
They toss money toward the dancer. In Gettysburg.
I can't wait any longer. I have to rescue my wife and unborn child. If that baby-eating bastard is in there...
Oh, my God, he threatened to eat your unborn baby?
Oh, no. I mean, not literally, but look, he's very evil, Edison. I mean, come on, are we splitting hairs here?
George, without that silver bullet, we'll all be dinner.
I know, okay? Look, guys, I don't expect you to go in there. It's suicide, but I have to.
George, we're a team. If there's even a chance that we can save your family, we have to take it. Right, guys?
Plus, I just heard he eats babies!
Oh, no!
Sam, no!
I knew it! There's no time to lose. Come on!
Let's get our sneak on.
The team creeps through bushes. Thomas hides near barrels, and Samuel pops out of a hay wagon. Paul holds up a stick to hide himself. Thomas turns a dial on her gauntlet.
Science.
She cuts a hole in the door window.
The door's not locked.
It didn't need to be. Laser beams.
Hope you boys are limbered up.
George and Paul slowly move between the red lines. Samuel does yoga-like moves to slide under one.
Guys, this is just yarn.
The yarn goes limp.
I'm creeping very quietly.
Sword drawn, Paul sneaks up on a British soldier standing still.
Don't you move, bad guy.
He stabs the balloon figure, which flies around as it deflates.
Go! Oh, that's great!
In a conference room, Samuel finds a cardboard cutout of a soldier and a crude drawing.
What the shit? Who fucking drew this? This is completely unrealistic.
Hip hip cheerio. All right, Bob's your uncle.
Hello, go.
A cardboard cutout of Benedict moves around redcoat puppets. Thomas stops a gramophone.
That bastard set us up!
Martha!
George pulls off her head.
Martha!
George, wait! It's a trap!
Yep, shit.
What did they do to your wife?
Paul, that's not Martha. It's a hyperthermobaric bomb. My hand blasters should interrupt the current of the triggering mechanism.
Cyan.
The bomb's countdown speeds up.
What? Witch, that was your one chance, and your beloved science totally fucked us!
I don't understand. I use science.
We're out of time. I have to get this as far away as possible. It's up to you guys now. Save Martha. Save America.
No, you save her yourself, George. This is a job for a racist.
The fastest racist in the colonies.
Goodbye, people.
table, friends!
Paul opens one window, crashes through another, and lands on Clyde.
Clyde, fast as the wind!
Clyde looks back at Paul as they gallop away with the bomb.
Hey, compadre! Vámonos!
Clyde, what are you talking about?
Clyde can get a lot further away without Pablo's added weight.
No, but Clyde is Paul's only friend!
No! Pablo has human friends now!
But Clyde!
Go! Get!
Clyde bucks him off.
Don't you see? Clyde doesn't want Pablo around anymore.
What?
Get! Damn it, Pablo! Get!
Clyde, no!
Get away!
Clyde, why were you dating? No, Clyde, please! Clyde!
Clyde carries away the bomb and explodes.
Oh, I guess that big idiot really cared about us.
Yeah, he really did.
A robot uses a candle and a jewel to make a hologram.
King James, we meet at last.
Yes, yes. Kudos, Washington. I see that you managed to evade the trap your old friend Benedict laid for you.
Evade this, Butterteeth!
Ah! Sam, you're not gonna... It's a hologram.
Where's my wife, you bastard?
I believe you mean, where is your future queen?
Never!
Oh, you'll come round.
Martha! If you lay even one of your sausage fingers on her, I'll rip your fucking dick off!
You better make it quick, George, because we're about to become very well acquainted.
No more repartee, James. No more games. I want you face to face.
What did you have in mind?
Tomorrow, for all the fucking marbles, my squad, your squad.
You mean your squad and my giant fuck-off army?
Bring me every redcoat alive for all I care. I'll bring extra gas for my chainsaws.
I accept. Tomorrow morning, attrition field, 8 o'clock sharp. Don't be late.
Paul holds Clyde's headless body.
You gonna be okay?
You sacrificed Clyde to save us?
Clyde sacrificed himself. I love my new people, friends, but I loved Clyde too. He was my brother.
There's gotta be something we can do.
Well, I'm in a book club with Clara Barton. The groundbreaking medical practitioner.
His name's Clara?
At Bard Aid.
I think I can save him, but it will require the full breadth of my cybernetic research to do so.
Meaning?
Meaning when I'm done,
he'll be more machine than animal.
And there's also a chance that at some point in the distant future, he'll rise up against us and...
Well, the horse owes me $3, so do what you gotta do, Doc.
It's a long shot. My nanotechnology is advanced, but there's really just no substitute for living tissue.
Go. I need to be alone with Clyde.
Okay, Paul. Okay.
Clara starts a handheld circular saw. In the obelisk, well-known food from various states covers a table shaped like the USA. Martha wears wrist shackles. King James scarfs down food.
Say what you will about these colonists, but frying a chicken and putting it in a bucket, that's a solid idea. Aren't you thirsty, my queen?
I'll never drink your overtaxed tea, James.
You'll feel much more agreeable after a relaxing soak. Arnold, has Milady's bath been drawn?
Yes, my liege. Earl Grey, hot.
Excellent. Oh, look at this. It's a double-stuffed pizza crust. Do the maths, Arnold. It's impossible.
Rolling up the whole pizza, King James messily eats it. Martha watches in disgust.
Did you want some?
Enjoy it while you can, James, before my husband rips your fucking dick off!
My dear, now that my ultimate doomsday machine is complete, your husband and his band of traitorous ne'er-do-wells will soon be ripping their own dicks off!
Why would they do that?
Do what?
Rip their own dicks off.
Because! That's why!
He grabs an ice cream cake.
Is he a cookie? Or is he a puss? You know what? I don't care. He's my new best friend. That's who he is.
Yes, my king. There is so much this bountiful new land has to offer.
Yes, yes. And at which corner of my new kingdom will you choose to rule, I wonder? Oh, why don't you take a Dakota? Hell, take both.
Why don't I take the
whole thing?
Using his werewolf paw, Benedict rips out the king's heart.
Why?
Because, you double-stuffed buffoon, why would I want to eat a slice?
Oh, my God.
when I can eat the whole a pizza pie.
He grabs the Doomsday Device remote as he eats the king. Going home, the team prepares.
Finally, freedom has a birthday tomorrow. So go home. Go home to your friends, to your families, to your loved ones. And then ready your arsenals. Bring not the weapons you would use to topple men, but the weapons that you would use to topple armies.
Samuel grabs beer cans and Thomas modifies her boots. Nations.
For tomorrow, our revolution dies. And America is born.
At Abe's grave.
Guide me, old friend. Show me the way.
A note marks the back of a photo.
George, I wish I had a million friends like you.
A million friends.
Hey, you forward-thinking son of a bitch. But we're still gonna need a lot of firepower.
A celestial light silhouettes a cross-shaped sign for Yalmart.
Well, hey, welcome to Yalmart. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, how's it going? I need guns.
Well, bless your heart. And did you have any particular type in mind?
Whatever the firearm equivalent of a massive overreaction would be. Like, for every bullet fired at me, I'd want to be able to fire, like, several hundred in return.
Oh, I see. And what do you plan on using them for?
Hunting?
Perfect! I can definitely help you with that. Now, we do have a waiting period. And it's over! Let's get you heavily armed, big fella.
Fantastic. Say, aren't you Mr. Kinko's boy?
Yes, sir. Frederick Xavier Kinko. Nice to meet you.
Well, Fred X Kinko, that's convenient. I'm also looking for a photocopier.
The best in the colonies.
As the sun rises, George sits on a rock overlooking a valley. He holds a book titled Leadership Quotes. Samuel and Thomas approach.
Were you able to sleep?
Yeah, sure.
Log.
Neither was I. No matter. We'll all sleep soon enough in the beds of vanquished kings.
Wow, that was beautiful phrasing, George. You're getting pretty good at this.
You like that? Really? Well, check this out. Teamwork, it makes the dream work.
Whoa, he's right. It does. Okay, that right there, that's leadership.
Thanks, guys. Look, and I gotta say, I'm feeling pretty confident. Maybe things are gonna work out after all.
Holy shit.
Fuck me.
Hundreds of British soldiers march into view. On a large cart, a man plays a drum kit. A soldier holds the guide rope for a hang gliding man who uses a spyglass. More men ride on elephants. A larger elephant carries a ship. Red transport machines tower over the troops. Soldiers operate the machines made of double-decker buses with four robotic legs and two front-facing cannons. A novelty sign reads, "Brits on board." A clock tower morphs into a giant robot with a menacing expression. It strikes a battle pose.
Oh, I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. 3 against 10,000? That's pretty bad odds. For us.
Well, we have the high ground.
You have more than the high ground.
Geronimo! Blacksmith! We thought you deserted!
Thought about it, like, really hard. Then started going in the other direction. Even booked an Airbnb on the opposite side of town. But despite my better judgment, I ate the deposit and decided to come. Because this is my land, and I don't need anybody's permission to defend it.
And Mr. Smith, you'll join the fight as well.
I figured if we're gonna end up with an old white dude in charge, we could do a hell of a lot worse than you, George Washington. You're one of the good-ish ones.
He tosses the bullet.
All that silver for one bullet.
Yeah, so you better make it count.
We will. And we'll do it in style.
He holds a shirt.
I commissioned Betsy Ross and Tim Gunn to make these last night.
Tim Gunn? Sounds like a badass.
My dream, as silly as it seems now, was that after our victory today, this design would become a national symbol. The first ever American flag.
A symbol of our indomitable spirit.
Of our thirst for knowledge.
Of our tireless quest to kick ass.
And, I'm just spitballing here, but maybe this style of blouse will become the uniform of the first ever American national pastime.
It'll be like cricket, but with actual rules. And you won't even have to be athletic to participate.
Or have two arms.
And women can play too.
You know, let's not get sidetracked. Hark, the national bird.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Check everything out.
You know what we need now? A national song.
I believe you mean.
George spins Abe's guitar.
A national anthem.
The bald eagle soars majestically through the sky. Wearing his baseball jersey with a modified American flag design, George steps to a microphone. Text reads, George Washington, National Anthem, Liberty Records. The Eagle passes the team.
Would you still remember me?
The Eagle flies over the Grand Canyon, past a lighthouse and through a forest.
For I must be traveling on now. This is too many places I've got to see.
It soars over a golden field.
Cause I'm as free.
People approach.
And this bird you cannot change. Oh, Lord, help me, I can't change.
The diverse group prepares various weapons. Zombie Benjamin Franklin joins the march. Leaving behind red, white, and blue vapor trails, eagles fly over Paul Bunyan and his ox.
This is so beautiful, George.
That song at every party from now until the end of time.
No, no, not the song. The Americans.
They came. It worked.
What worked, G-Dub?
I found an old note from Abe last night, and he said he wished he had a million friends like me. And that's when I realized I can have a million friends.
Why settle for 20 bros when you could have a million, no matter how different they look?
Exactly! Sam, that's the American way!
Hey, guys, did you hear? I'm not racist anymore! I'm doing it!
Super.
George, how did you do this? How did you reach this many people overnight?
Well, I remembered something that one of my new best friends told me about flyers. They're a great way to communicate with a widespread audience.
George leaves a Colonial Kinko's.
I spent all night distributing these all over this great land. From sea to shining sea.
That's thousands of miles. How did
I had a little help.
From the fastest racist in the colonies.
They face a cyborg centaur of Paul and Clyde combined.
The British are coming to get their asses kicked.
Well, I am just glad that we got the band back together.
All right, everybody, come on. Grab an AR-15. These little death machines here are gonna even the odds for us. But once the war is over, though, okay, I definitely need them back.
Yeah, man, no problem.
Yeah, they're just way too dangerous for civilians to keep. Am I right?
That is completely reasonable.
Benedict flies a Crown hovercraft.
What in God's name are we waiting for? Why are we not attacking?
Begging your pardon, my lord. The Americans was just changing the kits into the stars and stripes, see? Then they sang a song for a bit, yeah? Now it looks like they're settling some personal differences. Shan't be long.
We don't have to wait for them to get dressed. Attack, you idiots!
Copy that command. Commencing bombardment.
The British army advances.
Now, let's go start a fucking revolution.
Take it!
George and his team run ahead.
Tread on them! The back all over them. You gotta fight!
Words read, fight the war of attrition. George directs the Americans, then chops up redcoats with his chainsaws. Farmers launch rockets at the elephants. Wearing jet boots and her gauntlets, Thomas flies through the air. Paul's computer view reads, kill 'em all. He slashes the enemies with his sword. A redcoat approaches from behind with a barrel explosive. Paul kicks him with his horse legs and the soldier flies through the air. Landing on top of him, the barrel explodes. Johnny Appleseed rapidly spits out apple seeds like a machine gun. They tear through soldiers and trees grow out of them. Thomas shocks an elephant with a gauntlet blast. Benedict fires at her, knocking her to the ground. She glances at her gauntlet, then watches him fly past. Paul Bunyan swings his axe at the clock tower robot, but it catches the weapon by the handle. A cuckoo bird springs from the clock face, jabbing straight through Bunyan's head. The blue ox rams the tower, which falls on British soldiers. Wielding a tomahawk, Geronimo jumps from a giant eagle. Giant arrows dropped by the eagles spear redcoats. The blacksmith holds out his hammer. Thomas charges it and he swings. The electrified blow sends out a shockwave.
For America! Charge!
Artillery, open fire on the front.
But Malone, we'll hit our own men.
Fuck's sake, I'm evil! We're the bad guys! Jesus, pay attention! Now open fire or I'll eat your bones! Commander.
Roger, roger. All cannon. Open fire. Danger close.
A red transport machine stomps on British soldiers. The towering vehicles surround the battle and fire their cannons. The blasts take out some of the Americans and redcoats while others flee.
We've got to do something about those cannons. Wait a minute. Is that Martha? Oh, God. Addison, on me!
George runs across the battlefield.
Paul, take out those walkers or we're sunk!
Affirmative. Commencing attack run.
Addison, give me a lift!
I'm on it!
Sergeant, don't fail me now.
Thomas carries him through the air.
Addison, I'm straight!
My doctors took some damage!
Just get me to that officer!
She throws him onto the ship carried by an elephant. Landing on the deck, George fights enemies. One falls over the edge.
Hello, Governor!
Oh, Martha, thank God.
I'm just so happy that you're...
Dressed as a British soldier, she wields two bullwhips. Paul takes a guide rope from a redcoat.
Stay on target.
He directs the hang glider.
Stay on target.
He winds the rope around the legs of a transport machine. It falls onto others and they topple. Paul Bunyan's ox stomps on a fallen machine.
Well, Manchester, if you want something done right...
Ejecting himself, Benedict turns into a werewolf.
Get up! Get up!
The mutant soccer ball tackles Samuel.
What are you?
Benedict dives through the air toward the blue ox. He sinks his claws into its throat, creating a long gash. As the ox falls, subtitles appear. My throat has been roadhoused. Samuel holds back Manchester by the jaws.
Oi, Anvil! That's a value I'm got!
Maybe that's truly Britain.
He stretches it into a football shape.
But this is America. Asshole.
He throws the ball, which explodes.
Touchdown!
What is the deal with these chaps?
It's like they have no quit in them. No matter.
I guess I'll just skip to the end then. Game over, old friend.
Benedict uses the Doomsday remote. In the obelisk, the spear-shaped device rises from the floor. The top of the obelisk opens. On a metal deck, redcoats watch a flame beneath a giant balloon. Others push levers, activating a turbine. Martha straddles George on the ship deck.
We're surrounded. Why aren't they advancing?
Because that's not part of the plan, you dumb twat!
Oh, fuck!
The Doomsday hot air balloon carries a massive kettle and tea bags.
Holy, what is that thing?
It's a weather control device. Look at the tea bags. It's designed to feed the clouds with tea.
Teabagging them? Literally? But why?
To make them rain tea. Every man, woman, and child beneath these spacious skies will be turned British instantly. The revolution will not only be over, it will effectively have never even occurred.
Aw, fuck. These are those global stakes you were talking about, aren't they?
Yup. If he successfully Britishizes every colonist in the New World, he won't stop there. He'll Britishize the entire world.
Okay, you know what?
Samuel hands out beer.
It was fun while it lasted, boys.
Keep it.
This is your last moment as a colonist. You may as well enjoy it. Besides, it's sort of perfect. I mean, beer is the exact opposite of tea, so one last fuck you to the Brits, am I right?
The exact opposite. That's it! Sam, hold this keg steady.
But it's full of beer!
It better be. Blacksmith, hammer this valve into place.
On it!
Geronimo, keep track of where that thing is headed.
That won't be too hard.
Thomas modifies the beer keg and fiddles with electronics.
And Paul? I'm gonna need a lot of juice.
She hooks jumper cables from Paul's engine to the device.
Yo, Addison, what is that shit?
It is science.
The science that's going to win this war.
Last time you tried science, you set off a bomb that almost killed us. How can you be so sure that this'll work?
Well, I'm not sure, Sammy, but I have a hypothesis. So let's go test that hypothesis and draw some fucking conclusions. This is for...
With the keg strapped to her back, she fires an energy blast at the hot air balloon. The team, British soldiers, and Benedict stare. The keg device malfunctions and the power beam fires askew. The force sends Thomas reeling and propels her skyward. Samuel watches with narrowed eyes. Thomas drops. As rain falls, Martha holds George's mouth open.
No! No! Not like this! Not like this, Martha!
Drink it, George!
No.
Drink
no.
it!
No! I won't do it!
Fine! Resist! And I'll gain full custody of our son the moment he's born! And you'll be helpless to stop it! You have failed as a leader, as a husband, and as a father! Just like your father before you!
Hey, it's okay. Even though you totally blew it and let everyone on the team down, you tried your best, witch.
I'm not a witch, Sam. I am a scientist. And no, I did not.
The beam. It wasn't meant to blow the teabagger out of the sky.
Nope.
Or sound. What did you do, human lady friend?
I reversed the polarity of the tea.
A British soldier pukes. The redcoats sizzle and transform into frat boys.
So, if it ain't tea no more, what the fuck is it?
The exact opposite of tea.
Samuel drinks the rain.
It's beer! Beer won the war!
What? No! Beer didn't win. No, science!
Countless frat boys stand in place of the redcoats.
I'd just like to say something. You know, as the leader of the group, 30 minutes ago, I dreamed of a bigger fraternity. And now I look around and I have it. That's the power of positive thinking, guys. Believe in yourselves.
Are you kidding me?
Delicious, isn't it?
Light shines from Martha's eyes and mouth. Her British uniform transforms into a flowing green dress with a revealing neckline. Her teeth straighten and she reaches for a bald eagle with its talons outstretched. Holding a torch and wearing a green crown, Martha poses to resemble Lady Liberty. George gazes in wonder.
Oh, George, what happened?
Science, Martha. Science happened.
Oh my God, I could have... I almost...
Shh, no, don't you worry about that. You're back now, and we've just got one thing left to do.
Final boss sex. Battle. What?
Yep. Final boss battle.
Bro.
No. Bros. Bros everywhere. It reeks of ye old Axe body spray.
Excuse me, sir.
George punches Benedict to the ground.
Do you have a moment to talk about freedom?
Aren't you surprised to see me leading the British, not King James?
What? No. You obviously pulled a Benedict Arnold.
What?
A Benedict Arnold. You're a thing now, bro. Whenever you get fucked over by a trusted friend, it's called getting Benedict Arnolded. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
Yep, totally a thing.
No, you can't just do that.
Oh, yeah, we can. Because we all voted on it. And that's called
fucking democracy!
We're doing it!
Georgie, you think you've won?
Benedict mutates into a larger werewolf.
Geronimo, now!
Launch witch chain!
Geronimo and Paul restrain him with a whip and chain. Thomas zaps him.
Sammy, take the shot!
Here comes the boom, bitch!
Benedict slams Geronimo and Paul into Samuel. The silver bullet flies from Samuel's gun, landing on the ground. Blocking the gauntlet energy, Benedict grabs Thomas by the head and slams her down. George stops him from striking, and Benedict kicks him away.
Guys, I don't know how much more he can take! Where's the stupid bullet?
We're looking!
Any last regrets, old chum?
Yeah, I only regret that I have but one life to give for my country.
Yes, well... I suppose the one will have to do.
Oh, shit! It's right here! Guys, I found it!
What are you smiling about, you idiots? You can't possibly kill me.
Oh, I'm not trying to kill you, Ben. They are with America's favorite pastime.
No!
George holds Benedict by the waist. Martha pitches the bullet like a baseball.
Tax this, motherfucker!
It spins toward the blacksmith, who hits it with his hammer.
It's going way back to right field! The bullet is still going! High up in there!
It takes off Benedict's head.
Henry,
fire! fireworks erupt. The blacksmith kisses his hammer labeled Property of John Motherfucking Henry.
Welcome to America!
Later, a cheering crowd stands near the obelisk. A wire leads from explosives at the base to a detonator. As frat boys cheer, Samuel pushes down the plunger. The base explodes and cracks grow up the monument. The obelisk crumbles and fireworks go off overhead. In time lapse, construction scaffolding appears as a new monument rises in the same location. 6 months later, the finished obelisk appears nearly identical to the old one.
I want to make a monument for Abe, too.
But of course, Mr. President. Same as yours?
No, I am pay. His should be a statue of him, sitting there, staring at my monument.
What? Who are you, Demi Moore? Why you gotta screw a ghost like that, George?
Abe! Oh, bro! God, it's good to see you again, man.
Well, you're gonna feel like a real turd after you see what I brought you.
The Declaration! Oh, you saved it!
I did. Little of Mr. Scotch's invisible tape, and it's as good as new.
It's beautiful, Abe.
It is. But you're the real national treasure here, George. I'm proud of you, bud.
Abe reappears.
And no, there's no treasure map drawn on the back of it.
Aw, man.
George, what are you doing, bro? They're looking for you out there.
Oh, Sam, I'm glad you're here. I have something for you.
What is it?
A gift for my son's godfather.
Who? Me?
Yep. I need someone I can trust with my son's life. And I always thought it would be Abe, but with him as a goner, I need to find someone else.
George, I'm honored.
Hey, is that my hat? Oh, it is.
But I don't know how to be a caretaker. I don't have those instincts.
No, don't think of it as being a caretaker. Think of it as being family. Like the fun, drunk, now definitely no longer racist uncle that America has always needed.
Uncle Sam. I like it. Uncle fucking Sam.
Come on, Uncle Sam. Our countrymen await.
Wearing the Stars and Stripes hat, Samuel leads George to a stage facing the diverse crowd. Banners read, America, Grand Opening, and Mission Accomplished.
Hey, Denzel.
George smiles at the baby in Martha's arms, then cuts a ribbon with giant scissors. Martha kisses George, and he steps to a podium. The team stands behind him.
My fellow Americans, on this day, July 4th, 1776, we are all finally free!
Several people wave flags with 13 stars and stripes. Samuel and Thomas high five. Standing beside Abe's ghost, George waves at the gathered Americans.
What about your slaves? I said, what about your slaves?
Well, see...
And what about women? Will we be granted equality in your America?
Yes, but...
Sure, right after the Indians.
Wait a second. I was under the impression we were getting our land back.
Good point,
Oh, hey, can I keep this here machine gun? You know, like if a Mexican tries to take my property or something?
Whoa.
What? You just took this land from the Indians.
He was coming for you. I saw him.
He just shot him. In the back.
He was making a move, man, I swear.
We're gonna have a fair and unbiased judicial process, right?
Everyone, just calm down.
This up, aren't we?
Remaining opening titles, in association with Lord Miller, Free Association, Floyd County, and Dave. End credits appear, directed by Matt Thompson, written by Dave Callahan, produced by Phil Lord, Christopher Miller, Will Allegra, produced by Channing Tatum, Peter Kiernan, Reed Carolyn, produced by Matt Thompson, Eric Sims, produced by Dave Callahan, Channing Tatum as George Washington, Jason Mantzoukas as Samuel Adams, Olivia Munn as Thomas Edison, Bobby Moynihan as Paul Revere, Judy Greer as Martha Washington, Will Forte as Abraham Lincoln, Raul Max Trujillo as Geronimo, Killer Mike as Blacksmith, with Simon Pegg as King James, and Andy Samberg as Benedict Arnold. A dinosaur rancher named Washington, a race car driver named Adams, and a pro wrestler named Edison stand on the empty battlefield.
Dagnabbit! I think we missed it, Ease.
Made in Georgia.
Editor Christian Danley. Music by Mark Mothersbaugh. Music supervisor, Keir Lehman. Associate director, Jeff Fastner. Produced by Christian Danley, Neil Holman. Supervising producer, Patrick Piper. Associate producers, Brandon Berger, Todd Redner. Art director, Aaron Peoples. Associate art director, Sagan Lacey. Animation director, Jason Walling. Supervising technical director, Brian Fordney. Technical director, Brandon Berger. Rigging director, TJ Buford. Storyboard director, Omaka Schultz. Compositing director, Brian Fordney. Background director, Diego Penuela. 3D director, Chris Apple. Layout director, Todd Redner. Line producer, Kelly K. O'Neill. Production managers, Molly Brock, Anna Jordan. Production coordinator, Emily Moore. Script supervisor, Dan Fastner. Sound design, J.C. Richardson. Music editor, Steve Griffin. Audio description by the Media Access Group at WGBH, read by Xanthi Page. Credits roll. Channing Tatum as George Washington. Jason Mantzoukas as Samuel Adams. Olivia Munn as Thomas Edison. Bobby Moynihan as Paul Revere. Judy Greer as Martha Washington. Will Forte as Abraham Lincoln. Raul Max Trujillo as Geronimo. Killer Mike as Blacksmith. Simon Pegg as King James. Andy Samberg as Benedict Arnold. Carlos Alizraki as Clyde. Jason Barnes as Redcoat Soldier. Dave Callahan as LGBTQ rights man in crowd, I am Pay. Christian Danley as a reasonable man, Bros, Redcoat Soldier. Jeff Fastner as Benjamin Franklin. Kevin Galese as John Wilkes Booth, Titanic Guard. Zebby Gillespie as Transporter, Bros, Manchester the Soccer Ball. Chris Gray as eminent domain rights man in crowd, Horse Racer. Iyad Hajjaj as civil rights man in crowd. Jared Hickman as Colony Bro, Town Crier, Redcoat Soldier. Neil Holman as Colonist, Continental Congressman, Field Marshal. Jay LaRose as Native American rights man in crowd. Megan Leahy as Clara Barton. Amber Nash as Street Race Girl, Women's Rights Lady in Crowd, Anti-LGBTQ Rights Woman in Crowd. Mark Patterson as Head Engineer. Patrick Piper as Voter Suppression Man in Crowd. Sam Adams, the Race Car Driver. Dave Roberts as Narrator. Eric Sims as Thomas Jefferson. Mike Schatz as Frederick X. Kinko, Hancock Supporter. Matt Thompson as John Hancock, Colonist, Stand Your Ground Rights Man in Crowd. Lucky Yates as Baseball Announcer, Second Amendment Rights Man in Crowd. Logos: Lord Miller, Free Association, Floyd County Productions, Jittery Dog Productions.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.